Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Yeah, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit, and we will do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. If you're angry and want the truth exposed, then prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no shits from nobodies. I finds the bullshits, and I drag them into the light, and I bitch slap the fuck out of it. Today will be a little different, because we're a little calm, because I am lucky to be joined with the beautiful, the sexy, the amazingly talented Stassi.
Hello.
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 I like it. I like it.
Told you, I got skills.
You do have skills. You have tricks in your sleeve that I didn't know that you had.
Yes.
Are you wearing a shirtless sleeve?
I pride myself on not dressing like a douchebag. Even though I do have a collection of comic book shirts.
No deep V-neck.
No, I can't do the deep V-neck.
Oh, okay.
I can't. I don't know why. In fact,
you have chest hair. You should show it up.
Yeah, no. Like, again, I'm not a dude. I'm not a hipster. I'm not a douche.
Can we touch on this for a sec? What are all the things wrong with being a hipster? This is a good one.
Actually, I did a whole. In fact, hold on. Before we start, I like to have some background music.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Some like.
Yeah. There we go.
Something sexual, please.
This is not sexual?
Oh, I'm let down immediately.
Yes. I like EDM. I am a straight man that likes EDM, and I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Stand by what you love.
You know, it speaks to me. It's not fucking ratchet. Most of it's not ratchet, except maybe for that Ariana Grande song that she did with.
I hate her. I cannot stand that bitch.
Oh.
Like, especially like her. I don't like her brother either, but I hate her a lot.
Why do you hate her brother?
Because
are you homophobic?
Someone that only poses facing like their left side bothers me.
Isn't he? Yeah, I mean, I've seen him on Vines, and I'm like, dude, really?
Frankie. Are we talking about Frankie?
Because
was on Big Brother, and I've watched that show since I was like 7 years old. And
7 years old? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait, when Big Brother came out, I was. Oh, shit, I'm old.
I was young.
How were you?
I was really young when I started watching that show, and I cannot stand Frankie. And him getting kicked off Big Brother was like the best thing I've
ever. Okay. Well, I don't watch reality television because it pisses me off. Well,
you should watch Big Brother if you're gonna watch any show.
I don't watch reality television. I'm a nerd. And I don't give a fuck. I love my Doctor Who. I love my sci-fi. I love Doctor Who.
I was gonna watch Doctor Who, but I never got into it. Big Brother though, it's like a good legend.
Okay. Whatever.
Whatever. Basically, we hate Ariana Grande, and that's the whole point of this.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. If she gave me a chance, I would frost her face. But that's all she's really good for. That's why she's famous.
I respect that. Pretty face, but that's, I mean, she wants to be Mariah Carey, but like a smaller.
But. Yeah, she wants to be Mariah Carey, but without the psychosis, I guess.
No mental breakdown.
No mental breakdown. No mental breakdown. Hey, you're a bunch of haters.
None of that.
I hate them. Oh, shit. Yeah, so... Oh, shit, do we already got someone listening? Oh, yes, Casey's on. He's like, she does have a decent voice. Yes, we have a... Yeah, I posted in this forum called Slut Hate.
Louis!
No. Let me... Hear me out. These guys believe that... You know, looks matter when it comes to picking up chicks. And you're hot. Right. I'm not gonna lie.
You know this, alright.
You're hot. And you know. And I don't mean to put you out on the spot. Well, yes I do, because hey.
Put me all up in the spot.
Mm. If you were right here with me right now, something would happen, right?
In your room right now.
Yes.
You're Louis from Brooklyn, obviously.
Yes, that's right.
Of course. Puerto Rican from Brooklyn.
That's right. So.
Holy baby girl. Like, what's that,
right? Hey, baby girl.
Baby girl.
Actually, hold on. Let me put in my thug accent. Hey, baby girl. How you doing?
I love it. Louis from Brooklyn.
How bad,
girl? How you doing? That's amazing.
Mi chica. Oye, chica.
Stassi is kind of like a stripper name, isn't it?
Well, I didn't want to say your real name because then you'll have a bunch of guys trying to...
Yeah.
You know, trying to find you.
That wouldn't be good.
Yeah, and then they'll try... Either that or they'll try to, like... You know, sabotage me. Like, you know, Louis, you know, he did, you know, he helped the Nazis kill Jews. And like, what? I wasn't even around.
Conspiracy theories are going to start like that.
Like, Louis burns crosses. Like, some dumb shit. Like, they'll make up shit. They're like, Louis created a wormhole into another dimension and he flipped off.
There's aliens. What is that, Area 51? Aliens. Louis runs
Area 54 out of his garage.
No, I think Studio 54 was the thing. I think it's Area 51.
Louis did cocaine with the aliens at Studio 54.
You need to combine both theories to make.
Yeah, make a super theory.
It's a super theory.
So yeah, these guys that slut hate. Like I've had a debate with some of them, and most
slut shame I've had.
Well, no, you're not gonna get slut shamed. It's more like you know the science proves that looks matter, and you know if it wasn't such an ugly like, and most of them sound retarded. Casey's gonna get this. Most of them sound like Corky from Life Goes On. Uh-huh. Like they have like Down syndrome and shit, and in real life. The guy that played that kid, well, he has Down syndrome, but this dude runs his own fucking multi-million-dollar company. And, you know, you gotta wonder, like, how much... Yeah, okay. Anyways, you don't know. Moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Did you hear that the guy in Texas that had Ebola, he died?
Yeah, I heard. They didn't want to give him the... Well, they didn't...
He spread it. He should be like...
Well, he didn't have the... You know, they didn't want to give him the experimental medicine that would have helped him, saying that he would have gotten worse. I'm like, he was already critical. How much fucking worse can you get? Well, seriously. Apparently dead.
Dead. But he went and he spread it. Apparently, he went to like some school with a bunch of kids, and then he went and spread it. So it's like I have trouble feeling.
Well,
that
that's the thing. I mean,
Ebola. You went to Africa and you didn't tell anybody.
I want to go to Africa.
I mean, not anymore. I don't want to go to Africa. I was all about Africa, and then I was like, nope.
Don't worry. The whole nation, you know, if you don't catch Ebola, you know what? If you want to prevent catching Ebola, how's about you spray fucking off off of you, Anya?
It's so, off.
Spray some off. You don't
just
get bit
spray
by
some rain on your feet.
On your feet, you'll be all right. You put on some boots. You walk around with, you know, just walk around with in a fucking NASA spacesuit. And shake hands.
Anyone
just play...
that looks like they have Ebola, just shoot them and you're fine.
Wow, that's just racist.
I'm just kidding.
That's just racist.
Yeah, that's like profiling.
Yeah, Casey in the chat room says, Louis wants a super soaker with Ebola. No, sir.
Casey, I want you.
Already?
I want Casey.
Alright, well. As long as I get first crack at the crack.
First crack at the crack. Wait, Louis, do you do crack?
No, well, your crack. I'll sniff your crack.
Oh my god.
I'll sniff and lick your crack.
Sniff and lick. Whoa.
Yeah, Casey goes, mwah.
Mwah, Casey. Mwah, I've been kissing.
Everybody loves Casey.
Everybody loves me.
Yeah, well, everyone loves me too, and loves Casey.
Everybody loves the little stuffy.
So you asked me what's wrong with hipsters.
What is wrong with hipsters? That's what they, I asked the first question.
Yes. I mean, they don't have they like the only way I could describe hipsters is that they look like emos minus the common sense to kill themselves.
Oh my god.
I'm like, they moved into my neighborhood. They moved into my neighborhood. They acted like it was a fucking humanitarian mission. They like, they act like my neighborhood is like fucking.
They were doing something good Nigeria. For society by making your neighborhood.
Yeah, like, yeah. All of a sudden, I can't find fucking gluten. Everything's fucking gluten free. Gluten free.
Bad for you.
Yeah. Well, it makes shit taste good.
You like, know what, though? Everything that's good has gluten in your life. And I read a quote the other day.
Like, your dagger's going to fly off. Like in,
it
like
said a man, mm-hmm. It said, I once knew a man who quit smoking, good sex, drinking, and he lived to be, like, whatever age, and then he killed himself one day. So basically, you have to keep doing the things that make you happy, or else you'll die of misery.
You know what will make me happy right now? That will make me want to stay on this planet forever and ever.
Me too. Sit on your face, right?
Shit! How did you know?
I was psychic, I didn't tell you.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. You sitting on my face.
It's my throne. Are you kidding?
Your pry bar will fly off like in South Park if you eat too much gluten.
Oh, says man. Casey. I think Casey should call in. I think we need somebody to call in.
Uh-oh.
We need a third opinion with all of this.
Yeah.
What do we think about?
Oh my god, we're wearing vintage clothes that we bought from the vintage store. How much did you pay for those?
I'm wearing vintage clothes right now, and I'm wearing a lot of plaid, and I have glasses with no lenses in them.
Oh, Jesus.
And my hair is dyed in a natural color.
What's up with those magical Negroes?
What is that? I don't know what that means.
It's a black hipster.
Like a hipster?
Yeah, they're
all
no,
hipsters
no.
Hipsters are black, honey.
I'm not saying that all hipsters are black. I'm saying the ones that are the black hipsters, they're called magical Negroes. Because you know, apparently they still have the flavor and the soul of a black man, but they but they talk like they're white and shit, and they're all refined and shit. Hold on. It's like they all want
to. I have to adjust my panties. One second.
Get on cam.
Get on cam right now. I'm on cam right now. Do we want to talk about that? Do we want to tell people what the day in the life is?
Oh,
like?
Do you really want to get on cam? I mean, do you want to tell them? Right now. I mean, do you want to tell them?
Tell them, Casey. Casey, the one listener.
He's just LOL. Actually, well, you know, don't worry. Casey, a lot of people.
I'm LOL too. I'm LOL as well. You're not the only one.
Yeah.
So, more on this hipster thing.
Well, the thing is, they'll pay.
If you're going to get a hipster, what are you going to do? What's your first reaction?
What happened?
A hipster steps to you and tells you to get out of his way. What's your first reaction?
Laugh in his fucking face and be like, yeah, okay, nigga. And bitch, what?
Okay, nigga, if he's black.
Well, no, that's my thing. I like to call white people niggers.
I like that word, but I like the word cunt too, and that's very like not okay with society.
I wanna fucking blow fucking strawberries into your lovely hairless cunt.
Oh my god!
I just wanna drop to my knees, rip your fucking panties down, and just. Damn, that sounded cool.
You think you sound like a Michael Bay movie?
I swear to God, there will be explosions. Get yeah, inside of you. Freaking get Peter Cullen.
Peter Cullen? Who the fuck is Peter Cullen?
The voice of Optimus Prime. I'm such a nerd.
You are extremely much.
In a world where. In a world where Stassi's vagina is unloved and unused, no, came a Puerto Rican from Brooklyn.
Much loved, okay? We don't need to touch there.
In a world where Stassi's vagina has not been touched by a man since 1926.
Is Casey still listening?
Yeah, he is.
How old is Casey?
Lick it and tick it, he says. And he
lick
just,
it and tick it?
Lick it and tick it. Mm-hmm. Casey's the patron saint of I forgot. What Casey, what are you the patron saint of for? Oh, he says he's 49.
Louis, I need to get this show up on my computer. Where do I go to get this show up on my computer? You won't need okay. to hear this.
Okay, go to rantinglouisb.blogspot.com/p/
Wait, no, you're going too fast. Okay, hold on.
Look, let me just copy and paste, and I'll send you the linkage. Here you go.
Ooh,
my God, that just gave me a boner. Ooh. That gave me a boner. Casey's like, I'm old and shit, and when I still have a T-shirt that has 24 on it.
It has 24 in it.
Don't worry, he'll know what I mean.
I'm too young for this.
He knows what I mean. In a world where Stassi's vagina has not came in 5 minutes, came a Puerto Rican from Brooklyn to fix the problem. You like the background music?
I like it a lot. No, this isn't gonna work for my people because this is like there's like a delay. If I put it on speaker, you really are having.
Yeah, I will hear it. I mean, if they want, they could come and listen. They could turn off the audio from you and still watch you, but then listen to the feed on my site. Not really. What?
Oh, you can't hear me right now?
I can hear you right now. You sound like far away as shit.
Do I sound really far away?
Yeah, you sound really low and far away. And, you know, you're supposed to, you're the one, you're the reason why I'm doing this, because, you know, if not, no one wants to hear my ass.
I'm naked, always.
Oh, now you're naked?
Well, no, not right now.
don't tease me. Don't tease. You tease. You tease too much. You tease. You big tease.
Hey, Have you ever had a
what?
A prostitute?
Not today. Have I ever had a prostitute? You want me to start admitting your dark secrets on today? Admit that you've seen a prostitute. I don't know, you want to be my first?
Louis, I'm going to punch you in your mouth hole.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
You're sick individual.
Alright, so now I got your cam up. You want me to promote you? You want me to promote your cam? Yeah, I did. I just muted you on there. So,
oh boy.
So if they want to see you, go to myfreecams.com/STASSIW.
Now I just
died. Is she talking to the situation again? Who? Yo, I'm not the situation. Forget about it. You know what I mean? Look, you know what? You could have just died, and I came in and I just saved your life.
Died on me.
Look, you died on me.
There we go, Mac. There we go.
There we go.
I want to have a party. I want to be pretty. I want to have an ass
at the party. Okay. Yo, did you read that article about what Cruella did to their DJ? They fired their DJ because he's like he can't drink anymore because he's in recovery. So they just kicked him out of the group. So now he's suing them for $5 million. Yo, can you raise the volume on your mic? You sound mad low.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, you can hear me good.
Yes, I can hear you very good.
Oh, you can hear me now, can't you?
Yes.
Yes.
She's in the sun. One by one.
We need people to call in. We're going to get people to call in.
You want people to call in? Okay, if you...
I'll take off my clothes.
If you want to call in, the number is 347-927.
Do we care if I do my cam show while we're on here or no?
No, I don't care. Go ahead, have fun.
Can I talk to my people and talk to you at the same time? Does it matter?
Yes, it doesn't matter.
We are going to do our show, and they can hear what I do, and then they can hear your opinions on it, and then we'll be like, naked bitch. Ooh.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they can hear me. I mean, it, you know. Show me how to love
we're
again.
Back on air, and we have my camera working.
Yes. can they hear me? I mean, I don't know how they can hear me.
I don't know. No, they can hear you, but they can hear me plenty.
Oh, okay.
And right now we're 1,570 tokens away from me being popular.
Yeah. You are popular.
Which is amazing. Yes. So this is like a topless girl. So.
Hey, look, if they tip you more money, I'll show them my tits. How's that? Nah. I don't know.
My boobs are what they want to be.
Yeah.
Louis. So what should we talk about? What's going on in the world besides people with Ebola?
Okay, we talked about Ebola. Let's talk about the Jews. No, I'm just
kidding. Okay, we're talking about the Jews.
The Jews. And me just saying.
What do we think?
Me just saying that is just like just pissed off. Like, why always us? Why always somebody fuck with us? That's my Jewish accent.
He just pissed off every Hasidic Jew that's listening.
They're like, what? I trying to come here to jerk off, and this asshole just calls Jews.
Okay, so to the people of my three fans, Josh, and Oji, and Rubble, and Louie, who's listening. We are 1570 away from getting my shirt off. We want to have my tits out, basically. So we need to get there.
And
we can have fun.
How does one join the Stasi and Brown shirts?
Brown shirts?
The Stasi. It's a joke. Don't worry. Derek. God bless Derek Jeter. Thank you for your years of service to the Yankees. God bless.
I don't like Derek Jeter.
Oh. Wait. What?
I don't like Derek Jeter.
What's wrong? How can you not like Derek?
I'm a Giants fan. I like the Giants.
Oy.
Of San Francisco. Wow, that's a lot of red wine.
And you are almost the perfect woman. You are almost the perfect woman. Why don't you give them the numbers if they want to call in? But they got to donate.
Wait, what's the number? They have to donate to call?
Donate to you.
Oh, okay. What's the number?
347-927-6824. Casey's like, go Giants. She wins.
Go Giants. Casey. Casey's on my side.
Casey's from San Diego.
Guys, call that number. Call in on that number. Call that number in.
If you want to. And one, I can only do one at a time, so they'll have to relax. I only got that one line.
Everybody's so quiet. Why is everybody so quiet? We can get there, guys. We can totally get my shirt off. We want my tits out. I'll be on here for a while.
Just. Okay, Casey's like, can you get me on Skype? Okay, he wants to call in on Skype. Let's get him.
Do it.
Okay.
Let's call. Rebel. Hold on. We have someone else, too. Rebel, the number is to call someone on this radio show shit. And
why radio show shit?
And you're not a piece of body, yeah. When this is done, when this call is done, then the next person.
Yeah. You get 30 seconds to impress. I'll put it on the clock. 30 seconds. Tell them 30.
Put it on the clock, Louis. Put it on the clock. This is a very important show we're doing right now.
Okay. Somebody's like, okay, what's that number? Obviously someone that's not paying the fuck attention.
He's paying attention. I know trouble.
Like, what's that number? People, they're so suspicious. They're like, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Casey.
Good evening, folks.
Hello, Casey. Casey, how are you, love?
I'm doing okay, Miss Stasi. How you doing?
Oh, how's your evening, Bendel?
It's fair to part have a little rain in Arizona today, but we're hanging in
That's
there.
That's rare. Yeah. Any type of water to come from the sky in Arizona, that's rare. I'm happy for
you. Mm-hmm. I have a question. How does one become a Giants fan in your region?
One becomes a Giants fan when they live in San Francisco for a certain amount of time, and they go to a Giants game, and that's the only baseball that they understand. So they
Amen, sister.
The sport.
Well, I'm originally from San Jose, so I know.
San Jose.
I am a Sharks fan.
I am too. I also like the Rangers too.
I am a Logan Couture fan. I love him.
Ah. Well, I'm a go Patrick Marleau.
Go Patrick Marleau.
It's time to bring
Pickles,
the
go all those fuckers. I'm a fan. So
go
I'm
Sharks.
Glad to be a Sharks fan. Go Sharks.
Go Niners. Sharks. Go Niners. Mm-hmm. Go. Let's see. Yeah, A's are all right.
I don't like Kaepernick though. I really don't like Kaepernick.
No, he's overrated.
He is overrated. He's definitely overrated.
Yeah. Damn it. Yeah. Damn it.
Someone just wrote, my good friend Josh in my show just said, I'm quiet because I'm a whore and someone told me to shut my whore mouth. No, that's not true at all. That's a lie.
Yeah, shut your whore mouth. Josh.
Just if anyone was wondering.
Shut your whore
I was wondering.
Who would call you a whore?
No.
Who called you a whore, Josh? Who said you're a whore?
Yeah. I keep being told whores are people too.
Yes.
So I mean,
are people too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the problem here. I mean,
well,
there
is a difference. Sluts, whores do it for the pay. Sluts do it for the taste.
Sluts do it for the taste, but whores, you gotta pay.
Whores,
so,
you gotta pay.
You're expensive.
Yeah. So I appreciate sluts.
I appreciate. I don't appreciate sluts because they do it for free. You gotta get like your dollar in. You gotta like do it for money. Then it's respectable.
You do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can respect that take. That is good.
So who else is?
Colin Kaepernick is a whore.
Who's calling
yes.
in?
Hmm.
No one's brave enough to call in.
Oh, Rebel, do you want to call in? Who wants to call into that number? Who is brave enough to call in?
Who is brave?
Bring it.
Who's brave? Who needs to call into this number?
I want to be Stassi's personal whore.
People need to stop being quiet, and they need to start tipping because we need to get my top off right now.
Yep.
I'm going to get my shirt off.
And if I do say so myself, you have the loveliest fucking areolas I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Pink and delicious.
Aren't they?
Oh, and they poke, and they and her nipples will poke your eye out.
You will.
Yeah.
Do they jut out ever so slightly,
ever
tasteful?
So...
Yes.
They're tasteful, but aggressive at the same time.
Ooh. I like when she says things in different zip codes. That wins.
That is a winner right there.
Right on. Right on. I didn't know what to expect from tonight's show. Uh-huh. But so far, I'm pleasantly surprised.
You know, I brings it.
You
Katie,
do.
Are you a regular listener, or is this a new like path you've taken in life to listen to this show?
It's so new. I've known this guy 5 years. That's how new it is.
Yes.
Really? You guys are like friends.
Louis's my home. Louis's my dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
We's yeah. niggas.
Yes.
We is niggas.
I didn't even know.
Aww. Yeah.
See?
I mean, I'm old enough to be his father.
Not really.
I mean, the year he was born, I graduated high school. But you know what? Louis's a good guy. You know, he's got flaws like anybody else. But you know what? If you're in a foxhole, he's the type of nigga that'll be there for you.
I'm the one that's bringing the fucking RPGs and fucking aiming it at the fucking at someone's balls just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
Shits and giggles.
I mean, yeah. You get a recovering Catholic and a recovering Jehovah's Witness, and you know, you got trouble, people.
Yep.
That's all.
Yeah.
What is a recovering Catholic?
Oh,
recovering Catholic. Well, basically going through the Catholic school system, and you know, you feel like you've been poked and prodded mentally. So I call it a recovering.
Just mentally,
Catholic.
Right?
Pretty much. Yeah, I was lucky. None of that stuff happened to me. But but I could see where you know, that whole, you know, Vatican and the Catholic system. Yeah, I mean, it was messed up. I mean, it I guess the perfect term for it is gaslighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you wake, you know, you're born a sinner, you're screwed. Deal with it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, who needs that kind of shit?
That's what I'm saying.
We're here to expand. We're here to grow. And, you know, that's what we're here for.
Rebel wants to be my personal whore.
Well.
He said
whore.
He should be my personal whore. Rebel, I hire you as my personal whore.
Yes.
You're hired.
Now get on that call. Now get on the corner and make Madam Stassi some money, bitch. That's how you do it. That's what happens. Stassi. Everyone thinks they're gonna get free ass. No, you get put on the stroll. Guess it. Here's your fishnet. You wanna be her personal whore? Here are your fishnets and your high heels and your
I
fucking
have
short
heels
skirt.
For you and fishnets.
Fishnets and a fucking shiny top and a wig. Perhaps some lipstick. You go out there and make. If you're not fucking making two bennies by the end of the night, you're getting fucked up.
All right, so we're gonna give this 9 minutes. We're going to give you 9 minutes.
Of what?
And we can get through this topic, and my shirt can come off in 9 minutes. So if we can do that, we can get pretty far tonight. So hopefully we will get there.
No, that we found love, what are we going to do with it?
Josh is my hubby. We're
married. No, he ain't.
I'm his wifey, though. Josh, Louie's here right now. Ooh, I just dropped my new weapon. Louis here right now, and he thinks that he's my hubby, so.
I come in and I conquer. That's it.
Conquering B.
Yes, I come in. You know you're living in the Lou world order, right?
We have 8 minutes. 8 minutes. We're gonna hit this topic. 8 minutes.
What topic? What are you talking about? What topic?
Look at the topic of the room, Louis.
Oh, okay. 1570 to top off. 25 draw card. HT200 Fred wins Just a tip. Fred wins custom vid. Custom vid Skype. High tip of all time. 900. Over 9,000.
Yeah, almost 10,000 is a high tip, which was phenomenal.
Before my night hand.
I love Josh.
You don't. You don't love Josh. Josh. Ugh. I'm so jealous right now. I'm gonna freaking rig Josh's freaking computer to explode. he presses enter. Bitch. Be like a picture of me going. My top comes off.
Meanwhile, Louis B.
Mild-mannered Puerto Rican, eating empanadas and Pepsi. reads the paper. Oh.
Okay, wait, guys, I'm going to call back in a couple minutes.
Oh, okay. No one wants to call in, bunch of punk asses.
I know. I love you.
Alrighty.
How you doing?
I'm alright. Wait, she...
What happened?
Nah, okay.
We're going to get through this. I know we will.
Alrighty. So she's on her thing right now.
Ah.
All right, well, I said fuck it. I've been wanting to do a fucking podcast. tomorrow I might be getting another lovely and talented young lady on here to promote her new band.
Ooh.
The Malin Bray. Tomorrow.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah, if she... I was supposed to get her today, but she had to work. So I'll be talking about. I haven't had her since she was on in the band Someday Static. So yeah, so you know, and you know, I don't know if she wants me to promote her. Damn it! Yeah, her Facebook.
Her music.
Well, and her Facebook, but you know, you've seen her Facebook. It's just, she's just redonkulous. Like, I have nothing but redonkulous looking women on this show.
Yeah, she wins.
Yeah, it's just, it's
is
just.
She a, but is she a Giants fan?
I don't know.
Go Yankees! Okay.
And now she's showing her tits. Okay. She just showed her tits. So
yeah. As I scramble to make an account,
you just missed it. Like, yeah. Oh, no. I've seen her completely nude on the Skype. So I've been not Malin Bray, but Stassi.
Yes.
Let me clarify before he's like, what? I heard your last show. You were talking shit. Talking said I was stripping. No, no, not you. Not you. So. So, yeah. I don't know.
This yeah, is good.
I'm just staring. Like, she just, and she's showing her tits again. And, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be getting emails like, yo, what's her website? I want to see her tits, too. Like, oh, God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I like about her so far, she doesn't have that, hi, boys, you know, not that attitude. She has a class in her game, and that's important,
mm-hmm.
especially in these trying times.
Yes, she she's the light to the darkness that's inside of me.
Yes.
What song is that? What song is that from?
I don't know. Let's just call it Ozzy for now.
Yes. Darkness inside of me. I don't know. I figured that's how it's supposed to go. Oh man, I gotta start doing more open mics.
Well,
I decided to make me my own fan page because that's how much of a fucking egotistical asshole I am.
You're not narcissistic, not at all.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I just think, hey, I'm Team Louis B, and if I can't be my own fucking, you know, best. You know, my own cheerleader, who will, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm too far away to, you know, be there for you, but like I always say, I'm there with you in spirit, bro.
In spigot, yes.
That's right.
Yeah. And she's shaking her tits.
And there she goes again.
There she goes again. Oh, panties. Oh, Casey, get there quick. Get there.
Yeah, it won't let me in, but that's okay.
Oh, my God. And she's wearing those types of, oh, God, I don't even know how to explain those thongs. It's just, it's redonkulous. She's just redonkulous. I just wish she was in New York. Why do all these chicks that I have a shot with live miles away, like thousands out of state?
Well,
look at her. Look at her. She's just. Is she even. Are you listening?
I can't hear a thing.
Well, no. I wonder if she's listening to the show. It's like.
No, yeah. She's moving to the rhythm of the bee.
Rhythm of the bee. Oh. Okay. My bee. Uh-huh. The rhythm of the bee. This is the rhythm. Okay.
Feel the beat of the rhythm of the beat.
Okay, you took it to a whole different decade.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I kept it 90s at least.
I know.
you went, okay, fuck this, we're going 80s.
Yeah, I know. Nailed the barge. Oh, God, it happened.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
You were singing, you're like, you know, the high yellow dude. Okay.
Oh, ow. I feel injured.
He's a yellow bone. Yes. All right. So far I have 38 likes on my fan page.
I just liked it just now. 39.
That's
right.
Now if I could reach the milestone of 100.
You'll earn a Lunchable and a
I like Lunchables.
Cake.
I like
a Lunchable and a Hostess cake.
Mm.
Bonus, bro.
She I'm just watching this.
Well, do some Marv Albert while you're doing it.
Yes.
Something like that. Yes.
Yes. So she's like, okay, okay, mute. She's not saying nothing. So, all right. Yeah, I got, like, you know, I can't really just watch her and do the show because I get freaking distracted. And tits.
Yeah, it's Operation I Got Nothing.
I got nothing because I see fucking, I see fucking these nice pink white girl nipples that, you know, seem to be, seem to have been sculpted. And I'm like, I'm not.
Yes.
It's like,
the Ebola takes are now gone. Good.
Yeah, yeah, fuck Ebola. Ebola never did nothing to me. Anyways, yeah, I posted the, I uploaded a preview of my set. The first 30 seconds of my set are up there.
Okay.
I'm gonna, next week, hopefully I'll be able to get the full six and a half minutes.
Okay, cool.
So.
But, you know, I'm sure, like you were stating earlier, you want to, you know, do more open mics, but your level is climbing, and that's good.
Yes.
You're being seen. You're also giving help to, say, Miss Stasi tonight, and then maybe tomorrow, Malin, you know. So it's, you're developing a night, you know, your circle is growing bigger.
Yes.
And that's good. And, you know,
yeah,
you help me, I help you, and then that's great, dude.
Not really helping. It's more like, yeah, let's get some hot chicks on this show. let's really get some beautiful, like chicks up in here, because, you know, the last chick I, like, one of the last chicks I had on, I mean, honestly, yeah, I had a crush on her, but she, like, on second thought, she looked kind of like a female Rocky Dennis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, I really got to step my game up.
Yeah, Botox is not gonna heal that one.
No, you need to, like, shave down the bone. Feminize it. I don't even know what the fuck I saw. I don't know what the fuck I was probably too. You know what? Maybe this is what happens when you have too much cum on the brain. It's like my standards lowered.
Bubbles.
Yeah, bubbles. Cum bubbles on the brain.
So. Shit.
Cum bubbles on the brain. Yeah, she got. I found out what, like, she still hasn't get, like, this Stasi hasn't given me her number yet, but I figured out what messenger she's on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, God damn it, you're stalking me. I'm like, hey, you give me the clues, and I figure it out.
So. Well, as long as she doesn't yell at you like Alec Baldwin would or something like that, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, as I... So, oh man, it's just hilarious. It's hilarious.
It is. You're doing good.
I am. I you know, I try so fucking hard. I really do. Rocky Dennis in the face looking bitch. Hey, I like, I don't know. Yet, if she freaking calls me and you know, starts bitching at me, and then I get pissed off, and then I post something on Facebook, everybody wants to start calling me a fucking bully.
Oh.
Like, she has problems, and she's a girl. Like, well, then tell her to stop fucking with me. I don't want to hear your problems. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Whatever. Fine. Fine.
Not all have a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think this having Stasi is a, and tits.
He's turned into the Puerto Rican Elmer Fudd.
Okay. Be very quiet. Booby hunting season. I'm hunting boobies.
Are they bodacious?
They're fantastic. I believe they have the shine of the Ark of the Covenant. Except when you touch them, you don't turn into a skeleton like in the Temple of Doom.
Freaking. Does it make you want to join a Tobias Lars cult?
It does. It really does. Oh. Yeah. Freaking!
If you're listening, Tobias, I'm kidding.
Like I'm going to like wait till I'm like 60 and get me a tribal tattoo on my bicep. Yeah. Yes, Tobias, if you happen to listen, that's really a douchebaggy tattoo. I love you and all, but that's a douchebaggy tattoo. All due respect.
Yeah.
My thoughts and prayers are with you and your family in this difficult time.
What? God bless.
God bless.
I went to a show and you showed up. Yeah.
I went to a fight and a stand-up comedy happened.
Whoa. Yeah. Yes. Oh, man. I gotta go handle other business, unfortunately.
Alrighty.
Thanks for allowing me the pleasure of being on your show tonight.
The pleasure.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, brother.
God bless you, and my thoughts and prayers are with you, and hopefully land steps on a landmine.
Working on it.
All right.
Later.
All right. All righty. And we're still live. You know what? What can we do? Oh, wait, I could, while we're waiting, I'm just going to play a song. An unsigned artist. We're going to play an unsigned artist. Oh, man. Wait, do we got any unsigned artists? We're the unsigned artist. Okay. Fuck it. Wow. Okay. So, anyways, yeah. Damn, I don't even know what to talk about. It was gonna all be her, and she just left, and she went back to her thing there. On a cobweb. Afternoon in my yeah. Oh, we got chatters. Louis, what up, dog? News guy is gone. We forced news guy to remove all his shows. The Bill Wagner. Why? Why? Like, why fuck with anybody? If you don't agree with what they say or what they do, don't listen to them. Like, this is the shit that I don't get. And thank you, Apoc-K-K-K-Lees, for, like, now giving me, like, inspiration to talk on something. Like, this is the shit I don't get. It's like, they do this on fucking YouTube. They'll just start making false fucking, complaints, and Google doesn't do any type of fucking investigating to see if they're just fucking around. They give that warning that everyone obviously ignores, like, oh, if this is a false thing, you have to, you'll get banned too. Like, but the thing is, you gotta hire a lawyer if you're the victim of this to, you know, get your shit back up. Because otherwise, fucking Google won't fucking listen to you. Like, you know, and honestly, a lot of these, like, within, like, the movements and shit, I just don't understand all these, like, little beefs. Like, you know, there's some people I don't agree with. Or some people that I'm just... You know what? There's a lot of people that are in the alternative news organization that I just don't even pay attention to. Some people are like, oh, did you hear about this guy? He's a scumbag. Like, yeah, okay, fine. Well, then don't listen to him. And if he has, like, a little bit of followers, if he has a niche followers, fuck it. So what? All right, whatever. Who cares? And because all it really comes down to is, like, he's saying something you don't agree with. It's like, why can't anyone have a fucking opinion? And if somebody's willing to listen to that opinion, why are you taking away someone that other people like to listen to it just because you don't like? What kind of, like, that's kind of like when I used to work at a homeless shelter. Part of my job was monitoring the men's showers to prevent them from having sex. So the homeless shelter gave me a hose to spray them with if they started fucking around in the showers. Like, who the fuck am I to deny two men who love and respect each other the opportunity to fuck themselves silly in a fucking men's shower room? Like, who the fuck am I? Like, just because I don't agree with their lifestyle choice of fucking another man in the ass in the shower, you know, doesn't mean they deserve to get sprayed with fucking cold water from a hose. Like, this shit is still, fucking civil rights movement. Like, I swear to God, I'm surprised they didn't give me a fucking German Shepherd with the fucking hose. We got him kicked off. Like, why? Stop fucking with people. Like, honestly, if you don't like something, leave it alone. If it's not hurting you, but fuck, I don't care what people say. Words don't fucking matter. Unless you're fucking signing fucking executive orders to fucking take people's guns, take people's rights and shit, then I could understand where your fucking ability to speak could be a hindrance to everyone else. But if you're having like a little rinky-dink fucking podcast or a YouTube account and you're not hurting nobody, then fine. And you know what? This goes double. What's that dude that was having the grab-ass prank? Grabbing girls' butts. Because there's this YouTuber that he was grabbing girls' butts. A prank video. What's his name? Yeah. He was pranking people, grabbing girls' butts. He was, what's his call? Like, honestly, if you're fucking putting your hands on people, what's his name? Something Pepper? On YouTube, often blur the line between inappropriate. Pepper released a prank, approaching unsuspecting. Some dude named Pepper. You know, look, if you're touching anybody, Sam Pepper. You know, and I'm not trying to be no white knight, but if you're fucking touching anybody unwantedly, that's fucking disrespect, and he should have gotten his ass kicked. So, you know, then I understand his video getting removed, because he's actually fucking with people. His freedom of speech, well, his speech, or his whatever, was actually hurting somebody. Actually probably gonna cause, like, oh well, since Sam Pepper got away with it. Yeah, no. Like what happened to those two lesbians at the McDonald's and that dude cracked their skull. You know, you're gonna spit at someone, you're gonna threaten to cut somebody, and then you go around being all aggressive and you expect not to get hit? Come on. But, you know, someone fucking giving their opinion. Someone giving their fucking opinion on a fucking YouTube account? Really? Really? Let me see if Blair wants to call in. Like, I'm having a fuck. Like, you know, it really makes no fucking sense. And she'll call in when she wants. So, like, not that, I mean, seriously, that kind of pisses me off. It's like, oh, we forced him to remove all his shows. How the fuck do you force someone to do something like that? Like, why? Like, and this is the thing, everyone wants to talk about how the government is trying to control them and shit. Everyone's trying to control them and shit, and you know, they think it's funny when you fuck up somebody and you force them to do shit that they don't want to do. Like, and these are the same people that will be barking at the government for, you know, for trying to control them. I mean, this is what's going to happen. It ain't going to be the government that takes away our rights. It's going to be each other fucking with people, not letting them be free to do anything. Everyone feels like they could tell other people how to fucking live their... Well, you know what? You have the right... You could tell someone this and that and that. But, you know, it's another thing when you start fucking going as a fucking gang bullying people to fucking drop their shit. Actually, hold on. Let me see if he's on. Let me call him. Let me call his ass. Let me see. Let me call his ass right now. See if the apocalypse is on here. Call his ass right now. Let me see. Ah, he is on. Okay. Let me call him right now and just see what the fuck. Is he on? Okay, look. Oh, he hasn't done the show in 17 days. Okay, Apocalypse is not picking up. Alright. Whatever. Oh, okay, I guess he hasn't. Okay, I guess he hasn't gotten them to do anything. But, you know, I'm just saying. I mean, that type of shit happens all the time. So, I don't know. Oops, hold on. Yes. Let me see. This just in. So, I don't know. People don't know how to leave other people the fuck alone. Let me call her. I guess she went to bed. fuck it. I think it's time for me. This was fun. Come back tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have Madeline Bray. And, yeah, we'll have some fun. Alright? Good night.
That's the end of my show. Donk.